All right, everybody. Good afternoon. It's beautiful Friday afternoon. Welcome back to the podcast. And I know it feels like it's been a little while since I've been here. Made an episode, but try to get back on daily upload schedule with school and stuff like that. Gotta catch up on work. But I hope you're having a blessed Friday. Staying safe, staying protected. There's a lot of stuff I want to cover and topics I want to touch on. So let's get to it. Chair star Jerry Harris arrested on charge of production of child pornography. Jerry Harris, one of the students featured in Netflix breakout Cheer, has been arrested on production of child pornography charge. Harris, 21, is accused of enticing an underage boy to produce sexually explicit videos and photos of himself. The minor was 13 at the time. Harris appeared in federal court in Chicago on Thursday afternoon when the government saw his detention as a danger to the community and production of child pornography is punishable by a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison and a maximum of 30 years. Now, this is crazy. You know, you're a big star on the show and you want to get yourself involved in this. Like, it's just a stupid move of you, because if you really get convicted, you're going to be put away for a long time. You're going to ruin your career. It's going to be hard for you to find an acting job anywhere because of this. Like, what are you benefiting and getting out of this? Like, what's the point of you doing this? It's just not a smart move for him at all. And like I said, if he gets convicted, that's basically, he's going to be in there for a long time. And I feel bad for the boy who had to go through this. And hopefully this actor gets what he deserves, because this is illegal and this just isn't right. Of what that boy was going through. And like, you're an actor, you're making your money, and you want a little boy to do this for you. This just doesn't make any sense at all. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, moving on to the next topic. Utah officer charged after allegedly ordering K-9 to attack black man who was surrendering. A Salt Lake City police officer was charged Wednesday in connection with allegedly ordering a police dog to attack a black man who was surrendering to police on his knees with his hands in the air. Nicholas Pierce has been placed on administrative leave since video of the incident became public last month. He is now facing an aggravated assault charge, second-degree felony. The local police defended Pierce Wednesday. We believe he was justified in what he did and look forward to the criminal justice process working its way out, and he has not yet appeared in court. Nah, here we go again. Here we go again with police doing stuff that is unnecessary. Black man surrendered to you with his hands in the air, knees on the ground, and you order a dog to attack. For what? Harmless, unarmed, not a danger, and you want a dog to attack him. Basically, you want the man to suffer some serious injuries and possibly die. That just shows to me the hatred he has in black people, and I'm glad he's getting charged for this and is on leave, because this was uncalled for, unnecessary at all. No need for you to get your dog to try to attack and hurt this man when he's already surrendering to you. You got him where you want, surrendering, and you ordering a dog to attack him for what reason? I don't know. This doesn't make any sense, but it's the stuff that us black people go through on a daily basis. And it's just on the news every time I turn around, a cop doing something to a black person, whether a dog trying to attack or getting choked out, can't breathe, or just getting shot for no reason. This needs to come to an end. I know it's not like a broken record, but this is a big issue in America that needs to be changed immediately. It's going to take some time. I know it's not going to change overnight. It's been going on for years and decades and centuries. But something has got to give, something got to change, something got to do something from preventing this to happen. And stuff like this can be avoided, but police like to abuse their power and just go for overkill. And that's why the police do need to be defunded, and they need to go over training and stuff like that, go over some training protocols so you know what to do and not to do in certain situations. So I'm glad the man is safe, wasn't seriously hurt, and I hope the police officer get what he deserves. On to the next topic. Parents send students to school while knowingly affected with the coronavirus. Almost 30 teenagers have to quarantine after parents send their child to Massachusetts school despite knowing they were positive with COVID-19. A COVID-19 positive student attended class on Monday, but the school wasn't notified of their diagnosis till the next day. The school did not identify the student and family. Altaboro Mayor Paul Herrocks and the superintendent were baffled by the incident. The parents told the city health department that while they found out their child tested positive on September 11th, they thought the child could go to school after quarantine for 7 days. The parents used very poor judgment. And the district pre-screening and contact tracing are in place to help reduce the spread of coronavirus, but ultimately there is no way to completely prevent the spread at school. Now, this is just poor judgment, and the parents have no common sense and just ignorant for doing this. You sent your child to school knowingly they was affected by the virus. You sent them to school with the virus and could possibly danger other students by giving them the virus and causing an outbreak. Like, what was going through your head doing this? You should have just kept them at home, just kept them in quarantine. It takes a while for the symptoms to go away from the coronavirus. And even when they go away, you can still have complications with other possible side effects. So now he's in school, and now these teenagers have to quarantine. And luckily there wasn't an outbreak in the school where they had to shut down anything. But you know he had the virus and you sent him to school. You're just trying to expose other kids to the virus. Like, what kind of logic sense was going through your head? Like, come on, you're supposed to be safe here and use common sense, or I'm staying home until he got completely better and was fully recovered. But no, you insist on him going to school with the virus and putting other students in danger. Now, it's a good thing they got him up out of there, and hopefully it doesn't spread out too bad or a bunch of students get the virus, as in other universities and colleges where there's been big outbreaks and the school had to shut down again. But this is just don't make any sense. And like this poor judgment. Gotta use your brain. Gotta use your brain and be smart with the decisions you make. Come on now. Just do better. Anyway, now on to some sports news, some NBA playoffs and NFL updates. As the Heat beat the Celtics in game one in overtime, Heat take a 1-0 lead, Dragic with 29 points, Crowder with 22, Butler with 20, Tatum with 30, Smart with 26, and Kemba Walker with 19. Now, before this series started, I predicted the Heat to win in 7, and game one was a good, very close game. The Celtics were up 14. The Heat fought back and forced it to overtime, and they came away with the win. It's a great win by the Heat, and the Celtics got to do better with closing the game off. They have a nice big lead. It's as simple as that, but this is going to be a back-and-forth series, I think, and I predict the Heat to beat the Celtics to move on to the finals. And the biggest news of them all, as you know, it's been talking about for the past few days, the Nuggets beat the Clippers 104-89 as Denver advanced to the Western Conference Finals to play the Lakers. Jamal Murray with 40, Nikola Jokic with 16, Grant and Harris with 14 each, Montrezl Harrell with 20, Kawhi Leonard with 14, Paul George with 10 points. Now this game, Clippers up 12, and then second half, the Nuggets go on that big run that they usually do, and they'll score the Clippers, and they ended up pulling off and coming back from a 3-1 lead, which the Clippers choked, and it's, for Clippers fans and everybody who predicted the Clippers to go to the finals, it's devastating, you know? The two biggest stars didn't show up in Game 7, combined with 24 points. And Jamal Murray had 40, outscored them by himself. And like I said before, the Clippers are overrated and were overhyped. And I don't want to hear no more Kawhi Leonard and LeBron comparisons. Because if this was LeBron in this situation, LeBron's legacy would basically be over. And he would never hear the end of it if he blew a 3-1 lead. And Paul George is known for having elimination games like this in the past. So this was nothing new. Can't really rely on him at all. And like I said, if they were this good so-called defensive team, they want to let this happen. You have three defensive leaders in Leonard, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Patrick Beverley. If they were so mentally tough and the dogs that they called them, they would have got the job done and advanced to the conference finals and be playing the Lakers. And even in the press conference, they were talking about chemistry. They said that they're, I don't want to hear no excuse for their chemistry, none of that. It's no excuse. If y'all were that good, y'all would have got the job done. Y'all blew a 3-1 lead. It's a choke job. This is one of the biggest upsets in playoff history. I got to give credit to the Nuggets where credit is due because they hung in there even though behind and they fought hard and outplayed the Clippers when it mattered. So, give them all the props that they need. And they'll be playing the Lakers in the conference finals. But Kawhi is not the best player and he's not the king. Because like I saw in his commercial when the season was starting, he had the little keychain with the crown on it and the New Balance and saying basically he's a new king of LA. I don't want to hear none of that because LeBron is still the best player in the world and will be until he retire. And it's the third time Doc Rivers had blew a 3-1 lead. He's the only coach with 3-1 lead deficits and lose. So I hope they learn from this and they get humble from this because they were, I felt as if they were too focused on the Lakers and they were trying to get there and see us just like everybody predicted. And they underestimated Nuggets and Nuggets won. So congrats to Nuggets as they move on. And then last night's game, the Heat beat the Celtics 106-101. Miami takes a 2-0 lead. Dragic with 25. Bam Adebayo with 21. Duncan Robinson with 18. Kemba Walker with 23. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown with 21 each. And Marcus Smart with 14. Now, this was another good game. The Celtics were up 17 at one point, 15-17 points. And they blew the lead, and the Heat fought back. They outscored them in the third quarter, outscored them in the second half, and they ended up pulling off the win. Celtics, they got, like I said, you got to close out games. We got a big lead. You can't put your foot on the gas because Miami is going to keep fighting until that buzzer is sounded. And I don't know, like I said, I had it going 7 before, but I don't know about it going 7 anymore. The Celtics don't win game 3 on Saturday, then the series is over. But I predicted the Lakers and the Heat to go to the finals. That's my prediction. So we'll see what happens with the Heat-Celtics series moving forward. And the Lakers play later on tonight at 9 o'clock, game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. And I feel as if we're going to win the series. We have to, you know, slow down Murray and Jokic. You know, that's those two players, the two key guys. Got to try to slow them down and make somebody else beat us. Can't underestimate them. You saw they beat the title favorite, the Clippers. So, definitely can't take them lightly. You know they're capable of. And I feel as if the Lakers will win in 6 games. They'll win in 6. Just because I'm giving respect to the Nuggets. And I know they're capable of. And they're capable of winning some games. So, I feel like the Lakers will win in 6 games. And have the Lakers and Heat in the finals. Now, on to NFL. Week 2 started last night as the Browns beat the Bengals 35-30. Baker Mayfield threw for 219 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Nick Chubb ran for 124 rushing yards, had 124 rushing yards and 2 TDs. Kareem Hunt had 86 rushing yards and a TD. Odell had 4 catches, 74 yards and a TD. Joe Burrow threw for 316, 3 TDs. Boy had 72 receiving yards and a TD. Uzuma had 40 receiving yards and a TD. And Thomas had 31 yards and a TD. Now, as the Browns, I expect the Browns should have won the game. And they did win. And they're 1-1 now. The Bengals are 0-2. And they needed a bounce back game after they got stomped on by the Ravens 30-6 in week 1. So hopefully they get some rhythm and hopefully have some success, because they have some weapons, some talent on that side. So they're starting off the week right by winning on Thursday, and week two continues on Sunday as we have this Sunday night, Sunday 1 o'clock games, 4 o'clock games, and Sunday night games, and also Monday night. So we'll talk about more of that when that comes. And this pretty much concludes the episode. But before I close out, I just want to say that election is in November. So I'm encouraging everybody to vote, especially my black voters, to go to the polls and vote, because every vote matters, every vote counts. And let's get Trump out of office. So vote. I'm basically telling you, vote for Biden in 2020, even though you may not like the guy. Definitely want to get Trump out of office. And don't want to see him have a second term at all. So, like I said, go out there and vote. Go to the polls. There's plenty of poll locations. And where you live, get out there, vote, and let's make a change. This concludes episode 14. Stay tuned for more episodes. And check out the other episodes if you haven't. There will be up on all platforms. So make sure you tune in and tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in and check it out. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.